This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and South Australia has had some fruit fly scares this year, but there is work going into getting rid of the fruit fly problem in our country. I'm joined this morning by Dan Ryan, SIP Plus Program Director. How are you this morning, Dan?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Jordan, and thanks for having me on today.
So, I guess, how big a problem are fruit flies in Australia?
Fruit fly is a major problem in Australia. We have a range of issues. We've got Mediterranean fruit fly in the west. That's a problem for our West Australian friends and has been a problem for South Australia this year. We've got Queensland fruit fly in the east, which is a problem for all of the eastern states and is an issue at times for South Australia. And then a range of flies in the north, plus the exotics that often come in from the north. But even Queensland fruit fly estimates are around $300 million a year of losses each year for Queensland fruit fly.
So, of course, SIP Plus program is designed to, I guess, sterilise fruit flies. What's the process?
Look, it's a great process. So it's a nice friendly technology, friendly for us at least. So we use X-ray machines, actually, Jordan, and we give them a dose just the same as if you'd broken your arm and go off to hospital. It's that same kind of X-ray, but with flies being at a very susceptible, we pick the age that we do the flies at very carefully, and it's when their sexual organs are developing, and we just give them enough dose to stop the sexual organs developing properly, and we have a sterile fly that we can then use in the field that is also a healthy fly.
So how long do fruit flies live? Because, of course, this would be a continuing program. You don't just breed them as you need?
So what you do is you grow up the flies in the factory and then you mass release them, and you continually release them during a season. So it's an ongoing process. The flies live in the field, you know, in programs, sterile insect technique is what we call it. In sterile insect technique programs, they generally try to replenish every week. Although that said, we've found that the flies we're breeding and at the moment are lasting quite a lot longer than that. So we're getting quite good field life out of their flies, very good field life. But generally,
they're not exhausting themselves by having sex all the time.
Well, you know, we encourage them to have sex as much as they can. In fact, we research supplements to help them. And that's one of the funny stories, Jordan. One of the supplements that's been really good that we've researched is caffeine. Would you believe it?
I mean, I could. Okay. So I guess then how, because we know that there's a sterilisation program based in Port Augusta in South Australia as well. I guess how useful and successful has the program there been?
Well, that's a vital program, Jordan. So South Australia is very lucky to be what's called a pest-free area, which gives us access to international markets for our produce and fruit. And to protect that, we need to make sure there is no Queensland fruit fly. And occasionally you will get an incursion in your state, and we've got South Australian government's got a program to manage that, but core to that is the cleanup, the absolute cleanup that you can only get with an SIT program. So we use those, and they've used them very successfully in the past now, to clean up those incursions and make sure that our industries can continue to trade overseas from a pest-free area.
And having grown up in South Australia, it's always it's something I don't even think about when it comes to eating fruit. Fruit fly is just something I've never really had to deal with in my lifetime. I went over to Canada last year, and just how annoying and everywhere they are, and they do just attract to whatever you've got. They really are an incredible pest.
Yeah, look, that's exactly right. But, you know, I'm talking about the losses to our farmers. But it's just a backyard pest as well. And we see that. You know, I'm dealing with townships over in Victoria and New South Wales where before Queensland fruit fly came along, they grow all their fruit trees in the backyard like a lot of country people do and have beautiful fruit, and they just can't do it anymore because Queensland fruit fly just ruins it for them. So, yeah, it's definitely a thing for the public as well as for the growers.
And, of course, so this is what industry is doing to help protect South Australia and, I guess, just the country as a whole from fruit flies. What are things that individuals can do to avoid fruit flies?
So there's a lot you can do. first thing you can do is, if you've got fruit trees in your backyard, make sure that you don't leave fruit on them that's overripe. And any fruit that falls on the ground should always be picked up. So it's about, we call it hygiene. So just the same as our hygiene for COVID, we need some hygiene for our fruit flies. So making a nice clean backyard is really important, so that, you know, if, bear the thought, a fruit fly does manage to get into the state somehow, perhaps, you know, hitchhiking on a car, then we make it as unfavourable as possible for that to establish.
No worries. Well, Dan, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
It's been a pleasure, Jordan. Nice talking to you.
That was Dan Ryan, Program Director with CIT Plus, with the CIT Plus program on your Classic It's Breakfast.